July 14th, 1922. How God is naturally inclined to generate beings similar to himself. Louisa, generatrix of the kingdom of the divine will in others. As I was in my usual state, my sweet Jesus carried me outside of myself, up into the womb of the Eternal One. But while I was swimming inside that womb, and I am unable to say what I felt and comprehended because I lacked the words to express myself, my always lovable Jesus told me, "Beloved daughter of our will, I have brought you into the womb of our divinity, so that your will may extend more within ours, and may take part in our way of acting." Our divinity is naturally inclined to generation. It does nothing other than generate continuously. And all things created by us carry with them the virtue of generating. The sun generates light in each human eye, in each work and step. It seems that it multiplies for each man, for each plant, and for each point of the earth. If it did not have this virtue, this connection with its creator and generator, by no means could the sun give light to all and be at everyone's disposal. The flower generates another flower, fully similar to itself. The seed generates another seed. Man generates another man. So all things carry with them the virtue of their creator, of generating. We are so very naturally inclined to generate and to reproduce from ourselves beings similar to ourselves. This is why I have called you into our womb, so that as you live with us, your will, diffusing within ours, may expand and generate sanctity, light, love, together with us. And multiplying in everyone together with us, it may generate in others what it has received from us. This is our only will left to us with regard to creation, that our will act in the creature as it acts in us. Our love wants to unleash our will from our womb in order to deposit it in the creature. But it keeps looking for one who is disposed, who would recognize it and appreciate it, so that it may generate in her what it generates in us. This is the reason for so many graces, so many manifestations about my will. It is the sanctity of my will that demands it, that before being placed in the soul, it be known, loved, and revered, that it be able to carry out in her all its virtue and power, and be surrounded by the cortege of our own graces. So, everything I do to you is nothing other than equipping and adorning the dwelling for my will. Therefore, be attentive. Here, in our womb, you will learn our ways better, and you will receive all the prerogatives which befit the designs we have formed upon you.